A sad day in my life. After almost 30 years of marriage and 3 children, I found myself lying on the couch next to my wife in a hospital bed, knowing that her life on earth would be ending soon. It is painful to write about this even after these many years. I got up from the couch at 6 a.m. to check on her. She looked up into my face and said, "Aren't you going to work?" I replied, "No, honey, I'm staying here with you." I went back to the couch and fell asleep. After a short time, I awoke. I looked over at the bed where my wife was lying. I knew she was gone. I will never forget the look on her face as she lay there lifeless. The Bible tells us that death is an enemy of mankind. It is the last enemy that God shall destroy, 1 Corinthians 15:26. I remember as a child going to my grandfather's funeral. As his body lay there in the casket, I could see the overwhelming despair and grief on my grandmother's face. Then she walked up to him and said, "Okay, don't talk to me then." The pain of her loss was affecting her mind. A wonderful Christian man that I knew at the time of his death looked up at the ceiling and said, "Lord, it is so beautiful." Then he was gone. The angels had come to take him away, Luke 16:22. The Bible states that the hope of the Christian is the resurrection of the dead, Acts 4:2, Acts 17:18 and 32, Acts 23:6, Acts 24:15 and 21. But for the unbeliever, it will be a time of judgment and despair, Acts 24:25. The Apostle Paul said, "It is no light thing to know that we'll all one day stand in that place of judgment. That's why we work urgently with everyone we meet to get them ready to face God." 2 Corinthians 5:11, The Message Bible. Jesus said, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." John 5:28-29, King James Version. These are interesting verses. First of all, the time is coming, in the future, in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and come forth. They that have done good, aorist tense, and they that have done, aorist tense, evil. The aorist tense means as a whole. I believe what Jesus is saying is this. At this time of resurrection, 2 kinds of people come forth from the grave. Those who as a whole have practiced good, that is, they have repented, turned to God and his ways, which is righteousness. Are they perfect? No, but as a whole, they practice righteousness. Then there are those who have as a whole practiced evil. It is not that they cannot do any good things, but as a whole, they practiced evil. We could say these 2 people groups are those that have repented and turned to God, and those who have not. Jesus says there will be 2 destinations. 1, a resurrection resulting in immortality, deathlessness, and everlasting life. 2, a resurrection resulting in damnation, condemnation, and punishment. The purpose of their resurrection is to be raised to meet their sentence. John 5:28-29, Amplified Bible. And just as each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment. Hebrews 9:27, New Living Translation. The next appointment on God's calendar is resurrection and judgment. Will you be ready? It is an appointment that you must keep.